simple. After cleaning the entrails, the fish is skewered with bamboo and ready to be smoked on the stove. The smoking takes about 4 until 5 hours and is done in a closed room so that the smoke soaks into the meat until it is completely cooked.
Indonesia's President Prabowo Subianto was awarded France's highest honor, the Grand Cross of the Legion of Honor, by French President Emmanuel Macron at the Military Academy Central Java on Thursday. According to live video streamed on Indonesian Presidential Secretariat YouTube channel, the honor was bestowed after two leaders conducted a troop inspection during a welcoming ceremony for Macron. Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto and his French counterpart Emmanuel Macron were seen sharing a moment of closeness as they departed together for the military academy in Magelang, Central Java, on Thursday. According to the official statement received on Thursday, the two leaders traveled abroad a Polri AW-189 helicopter. And that was the news.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on vonews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Listener going to culinary tour to Banyuwangi, East Java, you should come to Wit-Witan Market, the traditional market which becomes one of favorite places in Banyuwangi. Is located at Alas Malang Village, Singojuru Sub-District, Banyuwangi. The market opens every Sunday morning, starting from 6 until 10 a.m. local time. Under the shady tree, you can enjoy various traditional culinaries of Banyuwangi, such as Geseng Bangsong. Geseng Bangsong is a typical food of Wijenan Kidul Hamlet, Singolatren Village, Singojuru Sub-District. Geseng Bangsong is a special menu and rarely found, which is made from duck meat as its main ingredient and wadung yang leaf that adds a unique sour taste. Wadung tree is many found and growing wild at the village. Besides giving sour taste, wadung leaf is also used to remove fishy smell from duck meat. The duck must be the big one, so it is usually used male duck for cooking geseng bangsong. Besides wudung yang leaf, this culinary is also cooked with other spices such as cayenne, onion, and garlic. Geseng bangsong has savory and spicy taste. Spicy taste mixed with sour taste certainly produce delicious food. In Banyuwangi, the food is usually served when Islamic events being conducted, such as the birth of Prophet Muhammad, Eid al-Fitr, and Eid Adha. But now, geseng bangsong can be found at Wit-Witan Market every Sunday. The price of the food is affordable, which is around 20,000 rupiah to 25,000 rupiah per portion. In addition to taste geseng bangsong, you can also enjoy other typical culinaries of Banyuwangi, such as rawon alas, sego cawu, as well as traditional snake, such as tiwul and gatot, which is made from cassava. Well, listener, that was our segment of Indonesian Wonder for today. I'm Purisa Fredela. Thank you for listening.
Listener, today's Music Corner presents a song by Maudy Ayunda. Ayunda Faza Maudia, who is known as Maudy Ayunda, is an Indonesian actress, model, writer, and singer. Maudy Ayunda released her latest song entitled Puisi Kota, or Poem of the City, on November 25, 2024. In this song, Maudy collaborates with the legendary Indonesian musician Iwan Fals. Although it was released on November 25, 2024, the song was actually first written by Maudie on April 17, 2023. In addition, the song also involves Simhala Avadana, vocalist of the band Numata. The song Puisi Kota tells a personal reflection on life in Jakarta, which is full of contradictions. The big city provides many opportunities and also dreams for some people, but on the other hand, it can also make someone feel small and lonely. Well, listener, here is Maudie Ayunda with her latest single, Puisi Kota. Have a listening.
Kota penuh ilusi, banyak manusia tapi ku sendiri. Terus melangkah, terus berjalan kaki.
Menunggu aku. lepaskan aku dari semua masa lalu. Tenangkan aku, lepaskan dari rasa ragu. Buka matamu, semuanya terlihat. Kau pasti bisa melewatinya.
Dari sebuah senyuman dapat bawakan harapan semua impian. Dalam derap langkah kau bawa senyuman harapan impian dalam kehidupan.
Cerita tak harus berakhir kelabu. Ku hanya ingin membuatmu tersenyum. Buka matamu, semuanya terlihat. Kau pasti bisa melewatinya.
Semua impian, dalam derap langkah kau bawa senyuman harapan, impian dalam kehidupan.
Semua yang tak berarti lukiskan dengan warnamu.
Dari sebuah senyuman dapat tawakan harapan semua impian. Dari sebuah senyuman dapat tawakan harapan semua impian. Dalam derap langkah kau senyuman harapan impian dalam kehidupan.
Voice of Indonesia.
Kasalami is a unique and typical food from Southeast Sulawesi, specifically in Buton, Muna, and Wakatobi areas. Kasalami is generally shaped like a tumpeng or cone and is yellowish white. Cassava, which is widely grown in the Sulawesi archipelago, is the main ingredient of kasuami. Firstly, the cassava is washed, peeled, and shredded or milled using a machine. Then the grated cassava is put in a sack or cloth to be compacted. This compaction is to remove water content by being crushed or pressed using a tool made of wood or large stones. Then leave it for 1 to 3 hours until the water is completely dry. The solid is pure white. Next, the solid is wrapped in thick or banana leaves and tied. The solid is called KGP. To make kasuami, initially KGP is kneaded by hand until it looks like flour. Then the ingredients are put into a very unique steaming cone. This tool is made from woven coconut leaves. To steam the KGP, they use a pot made of clay similar to a jar. The cone filled with KGP flour is put into the mouth of the pot. Then it is cooked with medium heat and medium volume of water in a pot for about 15 minutes. One kaswami is generally made with a diameter of 10 cm and a height of 10 cm and weighs approximately 500 to 700 grams. Usually, a person can spend 1 to 2 kaswamis. Kaswami is sometimes served as a substitute for rice because it is often served along with vegetables and side dishes of various processed fish, such as grilled fish, fried fish, and salted fish. Kaswami is the initial food in Bhutan's traditional events. Interestingly, kaswami is also often used as stocks for trips or souvenirs between fellow Bhutan residents. Kaswami can be eaten without side dishes, accompanied by a cup of hot tea in the afternoon. The distinctive taste of cassava and the sweet blend of tea will add to this culinary delight.
Katakan cinta, berapa lama ku harus menunggumu di ujung gelisah ini? Aku tak sedetik pun tak ingat kamu, namun dirimu masih begitu acuhkan. Satu cinta bertahan, satu cinta bertahan, satu cinta bertahan, satu cinta. Pernahkah engkau sejenak mengingat? Seperti angin berlalu di setiap malam kini.
RRA Digital with New Look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments, and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
Listener, Askempol Pleret is one of the legendary solo culinary delights because there are not many traders selling this culinary anymore. But you don't have to worry if you are already in Solo and want to taste this traditional culinary. Although it is a popular culinary delicacy in Solo, in certain places there are still traders selling this Askempol Pleret, such as in the Gede Market, Lawayan Market, and in the Manahan Field. Called as Askempol Pleret is beverage because of its refreshing presentation, but there are also those who call it food because it is filling when enjoyed. The basic ingredients of this typical beverage are rice flour and glutinous rice flour. To make Askempol Pleret, we have to soak rice flour first, then it is shaped into small balls like meatballs, and then steamed. Therefore, some people call gempol as rice meatball because it is round, made of rice, and its white color. According to the story, gempol comes from the word jempol because it uses the fingers. Pleret is also made from rice flour, which is made into dough and then formed into thin sheets resembling wonton. Afterwards, it is also steamed until cooked. Finally, for presentation, in a medium-sized bowl, the gempol pleret is aided with coconut milk, which is made from thin coconut milk and sugar. You can add shaved ice or ice cubes that are broken into small pieces. As a variation, you can also add pieces of jackfruit or green sticky rice tape. For one bowl of Askempol Pleret, you only need to pay 5,000 rupiahs. It is quite affordable, isn't it?
Statusnya, ingin aku mengenalnya. Aku berhasil menjadi temannya, walau sebatas di sosial media. Aku terbawa imaji tentangnya, citra yang dibuatnya. Selamanya.
komentar di timeline-nya. Aku tak suka panas aku jadinya. Aku cemburu terbakar hatiku. Hilang sudah logika.
Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, if you visit Ambon, it's incomplete without tasting ikan asar galala, the most iconic culinary in Ambon, Maluku. It is called ikan asar galala because it has been known since ancient times that Galala Village is a fish hunter. The basic ingredients of ikan asar are generally cakalang fish, yellowtail fish, or mackerel tuna fish, as long as the fish's texture is dense so that it is not brittle when smoked. Ikan asar is a smoked fish. This is smoked differently and uniquely. In general, the fish is smoked horizontally, but ikan asar is placed diagonally on the side of the embers that produce smoke to make the fish completely dry and fully cooked. The cleaning process is quite simple. After cleaning the entrails, the fish is skewered with bamboo and ready to be smoked on the stove. The smoking takes about 4 until 5 hours. And is done in a closed room so that the smoke soaks into the meat until it is completely cooked. Listener, ikan asar has an extraordinary taste because the smoked fish is savory and the aroma is so appetizing. Ikan asar is very appropriate to be enjoyed with warm rice and sambal colo-colo, a typical Maluku sauce made from shallots, chilies, basil, and key lime.
Terima kasih. Indonesia.
Jalan sambil bergandeng tangan, lalu berdansa sambil pelukan rasa. Oh, angin berbunyi nada seperti lagu cinta. Ku tulis tentangmu. Kita bikin romantis, bikin paling romantis.
Sambil bermain mata turun ke hati, hatinya jatuh.
Kita bikin romantis, yang paling romantis.
Sambil gandeng tangan, hati pelukan di angan syahdu.
Awan ikut menari-nari
romantis,
sambil merayu lupakan ada waktu. Oh, angin berbunyi nada seperti lagu cinta. Ku tulis tentangmu. Kita bikin romantis, bikin paling romantis. Kita bikin romantis, yang paling romantis.
Sambil gandeng tangan, hati pelukan di angan syahdu.
Lihat ke langit bintangnya berkedip-kedip, semua merasa sepenuh hati. Ada di sana, dari mata yang selalu berkedip-kedip, terlalu senang, terlanjur sayang. Harus aku katakan, kita bikin romantis, bikin paling romantis. Bergandeng tangan, bermain angan yang syahdu. Kita bikin romantis, yang paling romantis.
Sambil gandeng tangan, hati pelukan.
Kita bikin
Sang Beach, located in East Siantan District, Anambas Islands, Riau Islands Province,
seems to be hidden because it is flanked by small islands that are quite hilly. The Selat Ransang beach is on 244 hectares island. The beach is not so wide, but its position is really surrounded by clear water that has gradation colors between green and bluish. Almost every corner of the Selat Ransang beach can certainly be snorkeling and diving spots, which offer undersea amazing panoramas. Coral reef and marine biota at the beach have various kinds of species, and also the ecosystem is relatively well maintained. At Selat Ransang Beach, you can do diving, snorkeling, and fishing. At the beach, all places can become fishing areas. But if you want more something challenging, you can directly do fishing in the middle of the sea. To go there, you should go by boat and have enough fishing equipment. If you do not have the equipment, don't worry, because you can still enjoy the scenery of the beach or swimming in the shallow water of the beach. Without snorkeling equipment, you can see coral reefs and multicolored fish swimming at the bottom of the sea with naked eyes. It is really an amazing scenery which can fresh your eyes. Listener, if you love marine tourism, please set your time to visit and have a vacation at Selat Ransang Beach. We guarantee that you will be satisfied. And if you visit Anambas Islands, you better explore the islands one by one by renting a boat or trekking to some islands.
Bye. Please open your mind. Feel the warmth, see the smiles. Kindness and love, that's what I feel. Hold my hand and dance with me. A nation with a soul. A symphony of sights and sounds. Across a beautiful nature. Look from the colors of paradise.
Menarilah dan terus tertawa, walau dunia